Hello.
Hello, this is Sarnia with Eagle Moss. You requested a callback.
Yes. I'm a member of the Star Trek Starships.
All right, so do you have your account number?
No, I don't. You need my social?
No. What's the first and last name on the order?
Sean, S-E-A-N, Winters.
Thank you. And could you verify the address, please?
6221 Riverside Drive, Newcomers Town, Ohio, 43832.
Thank you. And I have a Star Trek Starships collection.
Yes.
Okay.
I need to update the payment information.
All right. One moment.
I myself is going to start paying it. My mom passed away.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
It's all right. Thank you.
Okay.
I'm doing okay, but my dad's a mess.
Yeah, just be there for him then.
They would have celebrated 60 years in August.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a lifetime for some people.
Yeah, and it's just now really hitting them, and it breaks my heart.
Yeah, to see him missing her like that.
I was okay. I've been okay until last night. I was watching music videos, and Wind Beneath My Wings come on.
That was her.
That was one of her favorite
songs.
Lost it. I was like, great. And then, what's that one? Tell Me I Was Dreaming. Okay. I'm going to watch something else because I'm not going to cry all night.
Yeah.
I can hear my mom. Knock that damn crying off.
Yes.
I can already hear her saying, knock
That's
that
true.
Shit off.
That's right. You keep those good memories alive like that. Yeah.
Like my dad said with football, he could remember them watching football and she'd be like, go, you SOB, go.
Doesn't matter who has the ball. She just see him running.
Like,
she just...
Yep. And we knew when we were in school and still living at home.
Mm-hmm.
We knew Sunday nights we weren't going to bed till at least midnight.
Gonna watch.
My mom out there, you son of a this, damn you! You know better than that. These
yeah.
people can't play.
Or, she was the best
was
coach
great.
Ever.
Or this game was rigged. It was paid off. I'm like, oh, God. Give me
right.
a break.
Sounds like she knew what she was talking about.
She thought she did.
Well,
yeah, how many shipments am I behind?
It actually shows. I think the last shipment was November of last year for you.
I got one in December.
You got one in December? Okay. Well, yeah, December was the last one it shows.
All right, yeah. I just want to update my payment information.
Okay.
Because I was helping take care of her, and that's what she did as a, you know, thank you.
Okay, that's
I
sweet.
I give you my debit card, and there's nothing on there till the 1st. Is there any way we can set that up to come out on the 1st?
Yes, what I could do is update the card information and actually make the 1st payment scheduled for the 1st, and then it will be every month?
On
yeah, you're every 3 weeks,
yeah.
So do you want to go every month?
Yeah, go every month on the 1st.
Okay. All right, well, I'm ready for the card information when you are.
All right, it's 5332. 8621.
All right. The expert.
Cheryl, what's that expiration date? I can't read it. Hold on a minute.
Yes, sir.
I don't have my glasses. And the silver part of the numbers came. I'm coming off.
Oh.
The expiration date is 2 of 26. And security, the CVC number is 808.
Thank you.
Name on the card is Sean, S-E-A-N, M as in Michael, Winters.
All right, sir. We've updated the card information. We have your MasterCard ending in 8621, expiration February of 2026. And let's go ahead and get this set for 1st of March.
And then can you put a note on there when there's going to be a special edition of something to call me and let me know if I want it or not?
Now, you're supposed to receive email notification if you want to accept it or not. And we have your email address is bigsean219954@gmail.com.
I'm going to have to change that one. I can't get into that anymore.
All right. I'm ready to update the email address when you are.
It's capital D. The rest are all lowercase. Capital D, A-R-K, K-N-I-G-H-T, 4973@yahoo.com.
Okay. All right, so I have, it's Dark Knight, so that's capital D-A-R-K, K-N-I-G-H-T, 4973@yahoo.com?
Yes.
All right. Now you will receive email notifications when those specials. Let me make sure that the email address updated on the specials as well. And
what gift will I be getting in March?
In March.
Because I know I won't get any this month because I don't have any cash on there.
All right, give me one moment here. All right, just waiting on that to load for us.
I can't believe how many different what's the word I'm looking for? Different types of enterprises there was. I didn't realize there were that damn many.
Oh yeah.
My favorite one's Next Generation because they can separate the saucer. That's the one I like.
Oh, when they the saucer separates?
Yeah, on the show where if something's going wrong with the warp engine and it's going to blow up, they can separate. They can put everybody up in the saucer, separate that, and go away on impulse power and let that explode.
Oh, okay.
I was telling my buddy, I said, yeah, on the show, I don't think Starfleet would be too happy with them. He goes, why? I said, they've destroyed the warp engines of six different times, because I remember at least six where they had to separate the saucer.
I think I was speaking with a customer that was talking about that earlier with that particular ship and that collection.
I like when they were getting ready to, you know, link back up, they get Riker. He's like, what do I got to do it?
Okay.
See, I like Picard because he don't take shit off nobody like Kirk used to.
Oh, yeah. Kirk was a sweetheart. But Picard, he just was straight up.
I do miss Mr. Spock, though, Captain. I guess that's what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Something like Spock. I'm like, he ain't nothing like Spock.
No, I don't think it'd ever
nobody
be another
replace,
one.
Nobody can replace Leonard Nimoy. Now that Zachary Quinto, he did a pretty good job.
Yeah, he did.
I thought he did a pretty good job.
Even though he was younger, I think that's where a lot of people got a little backlash. I mean, well, you know, we can't expect them to look exactly
right
like the man's.
Are you a Star Trek fan?
No, I just I watched Star Trek coming up as a kid with my grandmother, like, faithfully.
The original?
Yes, the original, yeah. And then as I got older, I watched a little bit of with Picard when he was captain.
Yeah, Next Generation.
Yeah, it's like that was the show.
Of Star Trek, every time they ended an episode and they were doing credits, that green alien with them big bug eyes used to scare the shit out of me. when I was a little kid. I'm like, whoa.
Oh, man.
Now, you know, when I got older and I watched it, I was like, why the hell did that scare me? And when I was married, my wife would go, because you was a kid.
Yeah. That would do it. Okay. So it does show here your next two ships, along with the magazines that will ship to the warehouse. On the first for you is the Klingon Vorchaha class attack cruiser. And the USS Prometheus NX-59650.
All right. And that's just two ships?
Yes, just two.
Now, were they? Now, will I be getting like a space dock or anything?
What are you asking? Like a space dock or something like
yeah,
to
well,
place them on?
Well, no, just like a replica of Space Dock. I didn't know because I got a replica of Deep Space Nine, and I got the Borg ship, the Sphere. I never got the Cube.
Okay, yeah, the Borg Sphere.
What
was that one of the specials that you got, or was it like a free gift? Because you're going to get free gifts throughout the subscription
when's
shipment.
The next free gift? When will my next free gift be? I'm curious.
Well, it didn't show one showing on the next coming shipment, so.
Will I get anything special for my birthday? Just out of curiosity.
I could call you on your birthday and wish you a happy birthday, but no, they're not going to give me anything.
Figures.
Yeah, they're not. They'll probably give you an email. Happy birthday, Mr. Winters. That's it.
Yeah, my birthday is April 6th.
Okay.
Everybody goes, you're going to be 50. I said, no, I'm not. I'm going to be 49. Get it right.
Nothing wrong with
50.
I'm
that's
fabulous.
Right.
I'm fabulous.
Oh, God. That's my sister-in-law. I'm glad I got my boots on. The shit's getting deep.
Well, it's nothing wrong
my dog
with 50.
My dog just looked at me like, I ain't going there.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not getting in that.
Yeah, nope, that's all on you, Dad.
Okay.
Yeah, this dog, I've had him ever since he was a pup. He picked me. I went into the room where he was at. He'd never come out from under the bed. He'd come out from under the bed, sniffed my shoe, my boot, got up on the front of the boot and laid down.
Yeah, he's like, you're going to pick me, yeah. Yeah,
I said, I think somebody just picked me. And my
but he didn't come out. You said he didn't come out until you came in, right?
Right. I was like, well, hey, little buddy. I was going to name him Spike, but my sister-in-law at the time already took it. So I named him Copper from Fox and the Hound.
Oh, okay.
Because when he barks, he sounds like an old bloodhound.
And like, how old is he now?
Perfect. He just turned 12 back in August.
Okay, okay.
So, all right, and what's it say is coming for April?
You said in April, Mr. Winters? What?
Yeah.
You mean March?
Well, I was curious about April if it was telling what it is.
Well, no, I could check and give me one moment here.
Right.
Check this way.
You really okay? Yeah, I'll be all right. I'll push my nose back there.
Oh.
Did you get it done?
Yeah, you did.
All right, I'm back.
Okay.
Turn it back up. Because it wasn't going to turn it off, well, then the computers were getting ready to all shut down because it closed. And so then he turned that one off. Well, instead of,
okay, I'm just waiting on it to load for us.
Opened up a new copy, turned a fresh copy out for him.
Oh. Thank you.
10 minutes and be done.
Okay, just about loaded.
What's it for?
Was mom born in Dover, Ohio? Yeah, I think so. That's what I put. I wasn't sure if it was Dover or Kentucky. No, Middale would be Dover.
That's one already.
All right. Now it shows here. All right. So if it was going to, like, you just wanted to know, like, what was coming on the, like, the next shipment after this one. So
right.
With you receiving two ships at a time, we knew it was the Klingon and the USS Prometheus. And the
right.
Other two would be the Narsikan fighter.
I know what you mean.
Okay. Thank you so much for working with me. And the Starfleet runabout.
All right.
With the magazines.
Right, well,
and then there's also a future Enterprise D diecast model that's free. That's gonna come
right.
on there. So do you wanna go back to the two or leave it at these four?
Leave it at the four.
Okay. All right. And that total will be $89.60 on March 1st.
All right.
All right, Mr. Winters, anything else I could help with today?
Nope, that's it.
All right, sir. Thanks for calling Eagle Moss Police Hold for a one-question survey, and have a good day for me.
All right.
Thank you.